Hey everyone, welcome back to Podcast in Death, the weekly podcast about the in-death series of books by J.D. Robb. I am Tara.
And I am AJ.
And this is episode 218, probably.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And AJ made me do the episode introduction, and I hope I did okay. The reason why is that I randomly yesterday was like, hey, can you record tomorrow? And also, I have an idea. And she said, okay, go for it. And then I didn't really tell her much after that. So
you didn't tell me anything.
I really didn't. Clear. I said we were gonna play games. We're gonna play games.
Yeah.
So that's what you needed. And also she knew she didn't have to prep for this episode, which I'm sure she quite enjoyed.
Yeah, I'm all about it.
I have to prep. unfortunately, I'm about to ruin her day and tell her she has to do work now. On the episode. the prep was easy, but now all eyes are on your, well, all ears, I guess, are on you.
History has its eyes on me.
So this was just something that popped in my head yesterday while I was, excuse me, I drank some water.
You're still getting over your cold a little bit.
Yeah. And it's also like, I just forgot how to drink water and drank it wrong. It's going down the wrong way.
yeah. Both of you and I are having interesting weeks.
Right? We're just winning over here.
Hey, we are winning because this morning I watched the gold medal match for the women's soccer. It was very exciting and we won.
And we won. I'm just happy to be somewhere where there's power. So there's that.
Yeah.
so anyway, okay. So no, I was listening back through an episode of Basic Snitches yesterday. Adam doesn't listen to this podcast for reasons related to something I'm working on for Adam. Anyway, we had started playing games on the podcast back in season 3, and it turned into just like a regular thing, and we added new silly games all the time. When we started our Patreon, we did a lot of games, and for whatever reason, the game, I can't even tell you which one it was, that was on the episode I was listening to, made me go, we should do this on Podcast in Death. And just like we have done a review the review episode or two, actually, on Basic Snitches with, you know, with AJ and Jen, I was like, why not bring the Basic Snitches energy minus some of the chaos to Podcast in Death?
You don't know that yet. So,
yeah,
let's hope.
I know. I've you know what?
No guarantees.
Right. I love it. Whatever it is, I love it. So what we're going to do, and I have a couple of games, and we'll probably do this maybe again in the future. Trying to figure out ways maybe to get our listeners involved with playing some games. So I'll work on that. But in the meantime, I thought we'd play a few Basic Snitches favorites. And AJ has to do all the work, unfortunately. Yay. But it should be fun. But so AJ, what I have to say before we start is I hope that you like words and that you know a lot of adjectives. So
I know adjectives. I'm pretty good at English.
Yes. Which makes you an ideal candidate for this game.
Awesome.
So here we go. So what we're going to do is we're going to start with Mad Libs because I've actually talked about this before on the show. So we're going to do a Mad Libs. And and then you will know exactly where it came from, but it is a couple of paragraphs from one of the books in the series.
Okay.
So let's just go ahead and get going. I need an adjective.
Blue.
Okay.
Isn't that an adjective?
That is an adjective.
Okay.
Noun.
Chair.
A verb.
Walk.
Another adjective.
Isn't that weird? Like you, an adjective, and you're like, I don't know.
I know. There's like, I know.
The world is full of adjectives, but wide.
A body part, plural.
Body part, plural.
Yes.
Eyes.
Sorry, I am typing slow, apparently.
And now I'm trying to guess what what the passage is based on what I know so far.
Adjective.
Hot.
A verb.
A verb. Run.
Another verb.
Sneeze.
And another verb.
Oh boy. Strike. Is that that's a verb, right? Like if you strike, yeah. You hit something.
So I need another verb plus ED. Oh. So past tense verb.
Oh, smiled.
Adjective.
Bright.
Another adjective.
I thought I was good at words.
This is every time we play this on Basic Snitches. Now, you know, Adam instantly goes to whatever the most inappropriate thing he can think of is, or right. Absolutely stupid. So right. I knew that this wasn't going to be the same vibe, which is totally, completely, and appreciated. Right. Understood. So
okay, rough. How about we do that?
Okay, noun.
A noun, sweater.
Another noun.
Baseball.
Okay. Another past tense verb.
Another past tense verb. Stroked.
Okay.
That's semi inappropriate. Body part. Ankle.
Adjective.
Adjective. Smooth.
A noun.
A noun. Grass.
A verb.
A verb. Looked or look.
A body part.
Another body part. Nose.
And then finally a verb.
And finally another verb. There really aren't that many verbs in the world, you know. There really aren't. I don't think there's enough verbs for this. Waved. Wave.
Okay. All right. Do you have a guess as to what this passage is?
I have absolutely no idea.
Okay.
I thought about it. I was trying to guess it, but yeah.
Well, this passage is from Treachery and Death.
Mm. Okay.
I bet you can guess which passage this is now. So this one's a little mild, but that's okay because it's still funny as heck. All right. So here we go. Drop the blue weapon, you fucking chair, or I'll fucking walk your wide brains. Eyes up! Eyes where I can fucking see them, you hot cocksucker. You fucking run wrong, you fucking sneeze wrong, and I will strike you up. While Reinecke and Peabody smiled Palmer out the other side, Eve stepped back, let Jacobson deal with Marcel. That was some very bright and rough use of the word sweater, detective. Baseball. Jacobson stroked it as he shoved Marcel to the ground.
Oh, wow. Okay. That got a little pornographic. Yep. Yep.
On your fucking ankle, you smooth shit grass. Look my lieutenant in the fucking nose, wave you. There you go.
Yeah, why didn't I think of fuck? But yeah, that's...
So,
slightly inappropriate.
Like, it was so funny because we were like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you said you were going to do this with Adam, the same passage.
I'm going to, and that was something I was going to do with him. And I never got around to it. So it. I will do probably the exact same cuts and everything with him. Okay. We just haven't gotten to. So, you know, PS, that'll happen someday. You know, just so stupid, but there are a couple of real good, like the passage itself is already making you laugh out loud. And then you just change it up and you're, oh my God. P.S. This doesn't work on passages that are not funny to begin with. So there's a taste of the kind of shenanigans we get up to in
at Basic Snitches.
Basic Snitches. We are basic something. So then I have two more games to play with you. Do you want to play, try to figure out which one you would want? If you would like a break from adjectives, because those are coming back. Why don't we play 20 questions?
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Does that sound okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have four characters in the series that I'm going to make you do a 20 questions with.
Okay.
All of them are at least reoccurring characters. So it's not going to be like a person that was in one book.
Okay.
Does that sound okay to you?
Yeah.
It's not too much. Okay. So, and you've played 20 questions before.
Yes.
So you know those rules. So what I will do, just because, we'll just play 20 questions because I don't actually know how to explain that. So just 20 questions is better.
Okay.
So go ahead and ask your first question.
Is it a male?
No.
Is it a female?
Yes.
That's a given, but I, you know.
Yes, that's okay.
Is she a police officer?
No.
Is she involved in law enforcement in any capacity?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm going to go with a no.
Okay. But you hesitated slightly.
I did. When you find out who it is, you'll understand why.
Okay. Does she personally know Rourke prior to, like, the book that she was in?
No.
Okay. Is she a minor female?
No.
Is she a suspect?
No.
Okay. Is she a witness?
No.
Does she bake pies?
No.
Okay. Does she bake, period?
I do not believe so. Okay. I'm going to go with a no.
Okay. Because that eliminates Mrs. Feinstein from Naked in Death. And it also eliminates the woman that baked Eve the cake.
Yeah.
Also eliminates, like, you know, Rourke's aunt and stuff like that. I know. Is she Irish?
No.
Is she a celebrity?
No.
So she's not Irish, not a celebrity. Who else has Eve talked to? Is she some sort of, does she provide some sort of service?
No.
Okay. Huh. Does she own a business?
No.
Is she a parent?
Yes.
Okay. Is she over the age of 40?
Yes.
Is Did she lose a loved one in the book that she was in?
Yes.
You hesitated.
Well, a loved one could mean all manner of people. It
could mean a lot of things. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So the answer is yes.
Okay. So of course I was going for Elizabeth Barrister, and not a celebrity, you know, doesn't own a business. Did we see her in her place of business or where she works?
No.
Okay. Does she own a pet?
I don't believe so. No, the answer is no.
I would say that, like, if the pet was prominent in the butt, like, you know, that one lady that owned the baby.
Yeah, no, definitely not. So you have one question left for this character.
Did we see her at the police station?
Yes, I'm sure that we have at some point. Yes.
Okay.
There are some. Do you have a guess? You want to hold it?
Did you say this was right?
This is a reoccurring character. Every single one of the characters here has been in at least two books. Character. Yes.
Not involved in law enforcement. Doesn't own a business. Is a parent. Wow, that's a hard one. So it's.
What we'll do is we'll move on to the next character, and if you have any leftover questions from everyone else, we'll come back to it.
Okay.
So
are these characters related in some way? Is that a question?
No, the four. Oh, you mean like the four characters? No. That's not one of your questions. Yeah, they're not related. Okay. The only thing I'm telling you is that they are reoccurring characters and that they have been in at least two books.
Okay.
What was your guess?
I was going to say Magdalena, not Magdalena, but Magdalene, but she's a celebrity.
Yeah, she is. That's true. So wipe that slate clean and we'll move on to the next character.
Okay.
And I think this one is easier. So go for it.
Is it a male?
Yes.
Okay. Over the age of 40.
I don't know. It would be a no.
No. Okay. Under the age of 20.
Yes.
Okay. Are they involved in some way in law enforcement?
No.
No. Are they friends of Rourke's?
Yes.
They are. Okay.
Yes.
Are they Irish?
No.
Okay. They are friends of Rourke's. Under the age of, what did I say, 20?
Yes, you said 20.
Do they own a business?
No.
Don't own a business. Not friends with Rourke.
They are friends with Rourke.
Are friends with Rourke?
Yes.
Did you say that they are involved in law enforcement or no?
They're not.
And they're not Irish.
No.
There's only so many people that Rourke knows that are under 20. right?
Yeah.
Did they recently get adopted?
No.
So that leaves Kevin out.
No Kevin.
Okay, so this should be easy because there are not many characters under the age of 20. It's under the age of 20, male knows Rourke, doesn't own a business, so that leaves Tico out. Not right. Irish, so that leaves any of the Irish family out. And it's a reoccurring character.
Oh yes,
not involved in police in the police department at all.
Correct.
Is that what you
not
said?
At all.
So that leaves so like it's not Jamie out.
Yeah, not Jamie.
Who the heck else? Yeah, was this person a suspect?
No.
Okay, so that leaves Liam Calhoun out. Right? I don't know if he was under the age of 20. But
he might have been. That's not him.
Knows Rourke. Been in the book more than once. Right? More than once.
Yes. Multiple times. Many times. This is a multiple times character.
Oh boy. The listeners are gonna be like, why haven't you gotten it yet? I know it already.
This one's kind of a trick. This one's a trick question. It's a little unfair.
This is a trick question?
It's a bit of a trick question. It is, but it isn't.
Is this person Caucasian?
No. No.
No?
No.
Is it even a person?
No.
Okay, so it's Galahad.
It's Galahad.
Okay. I was trying to think, like, who else?
I was like, is he friends with Rourke?
Yes. Nobody else, yeah.
Galahad.
That was actually
Yay!
A good one. Yay.
All right. Next one.
Next one. Okay. I'm going to start with my standard. Is this person a male?
No.
Is this person under the age of 40?
No.
Okay. Is this person Irish?
No. You'll get this one.
Does this person know Rourke?
Yes.
Intimately?
No. Not intimately.
Not intimately. Does this person own their own business?
No.
Does this person provide a service?
Yes.
In some capacity?
Yes.
Did you say that they knew Rourke?
Yes, no? They definitely know Rourke.
Does this person work for Rourke?
Yes.
Is it Carol?
Yes, it is. Yay. You got that one.
See,
is
I'm
70 questions. Yeah.
Wow. The first one is the one I'm just.
I know. It's. Okay. So here's the last one. Go for it.
Is this person male?
No.
Okay. It's another female. Is this person under the age of 40?
Yes.
Is this person under the age of 20?
No.
Okay. Does this person own a business?
No.
Okay, under the age of 40, over the age of 20. Does this person know Rourke?
Yes.
I mean, did this person know Rourke prior to the books?
No.
We'll count that as two questions. Okay.
That's fine.
Was this person a suspect?
Yes. Technically.
Technically a suspect.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely a suspect.
Been in multiple books?
Yes.
And was a suspect and is female.
Yes.
Magdalena.
No.
Mr. Man. This person was definitely a suspect.
Yes.
Is this person a celebrity?
Yes.
Is it Mavis?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. But the person is a celebrity.
Yes.
And was a suspect.
Yes.
Under the age of 40. We're sure about that, under the age of 40 thing?
Yes.
Was this person in the book Witness in Death?
No.
Does this person work in any capacity for the media?
No.
So it's not Nadine.
No.
Does this person work in any capacity for the police department?
No.
Under the, because they're a celebrity, of course they wouldn't work for the police department. That was a dumb question. Was this person in videos?
Yes.
So it's an actress under the age of 40, was a suspect, but wasn't in Witness.
Correct.
Is it Marlo Dern?
It is Marlo Dern.
Yay!
You got that one in 13 questions. I'm sorry, 12.
See, that's not bad.
12. So, right. Between all of your extra leftover questions,
I should be able to get the first
like one. Another 20. You actually have another 8, 13. I don't know how to do math. Over 20.
Okay. So, so remind me of what my answers were.
Or okay. Overall, let's see what I can remember about the first one and the questions you asked.
Over the age of 40, I think you said.
Over the age of 40, they are a parent. They do not own a business. They are not involved in law enforcement. They
don't bake.
They don't bake. They have lost a loved one. Right. They do not have a pet.
Right.
Yeah. Those are the ones I can
remember. Something ruled out Elizabeth Barrister, so I know it's not her.
Yeah. It's not Elizabeth Barrister.
And they don't work for law enforcement at all.
They don't work for law enforcement.
Does this person know Somerset?
No.
No. An old lady. Is this person over the age of 50?
Yes.
Did I ask if they were a celebrity? And you said no, they weren't a celebrity.
They're not a celebrity.
And they're not Irish.
They're not Irish.
Over the age of 50. Knows Rourke? We asked that question.
Everyone knows Rourke.
Right, but did they know Rourke prior to the case that...
They did not, no.
Okay. So it's not somebody that he knew long ago.
Correct.
They don't own their own business. They are a parent. They did lose a loved one. But their loved one wasn't one of the people murdered in the book?
They are.
Oh, okay.
It is not a direct family member. This person was never, you've never went to this person to give them notification, if that is helpful.
Not a direct family member. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of helpful, I guess. And this person has been in the books multiple times.
Yes.
Older lady lost someone close to her. And probably everybody's like, it's obviously this person. Older lady lost someone close to her. Has been in the book multiple times. Doesn't know Somerset. So it's not Somerset's girlfriend.
It's not Somerset's girlfriend.
Not involved in police work at all. This person was like a homemaker or something?
Yes.
Did they have a job is what I'm asking.
I mean, in terms of,
besides
how society...
Like taking care of a home.
No. Not outside of being a professional parent.
Okay. Wow, this is a tough one. Did you think this was going to be a tough one, or did you think, oh, should I get
didn't,
this one?
I didn't know. I thought you would get this one. Would you like to know which book this she was first in? You're going to be so bad. Would you like to guess along those lines?
First book that she was in, Naked?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Naked.
Naked and Death. Who knows Rourke in Naked and Death?
Again, oh my God. Everyone
this is,
knows
this
Rourke.
Is like such an obvious one, and I'm right. Oh, so met Rourke. Was this person murdered in Naked and Death?
No.
No.
This person is alive.
So it's not. This person is alive.
And alive, they did not meet lady. Rourke. And I don't think they met Rourke in Naked and Death. They've met Rourke because Rourke and because of who they are.
But you said they're not a celebrity.
They're not a celebrity.
Older ladies in Naked and Death. Now we're looking at older ladies in Naked and Death. And not a suspect. You said not a suspect.
Not a suspect.
And not a murder victim.
Nope.
And doesn't bake, so.
That's very unlikely. Again, it's never been referenced that this person bakes. They were professional mothers, so maybe, but again, not something that was a direct part of the series.
See, I already ruled out Elizabeth Barrister. Did this person adopt someone at some point in time?
No.
So it's not her. It's not Caro. I'm trying to think of all the women that Rourke came into contact with. Did we see this person and Rourke in a scene together?
No, never. I mean, not just the two of them. They have been in the same building or the same place at the same time. She and Rourke do not have any sort of direct connection. They just, again, everyone knows Rourke.
Does she and Eve have a direct connection?
A much closer direct connection. Yes.
Okay. She's not involved in law enforcement in any capacity.
She's not involved in law enforcement.
Okay, but if you say that way, that means that she is involved in law enforcement.
She is. She does not do anything related to law enforcement.
Like, unless you count. She doesn't profile people?
She doesn't profile people.
So it's not Mira.
It's not Mira.
Who does Eve come in contact with, who is older and who has been in the book multiple times?
Multiple times. Not multiple as often times. As Mira.
Is it even a person?
It's a person.
Okay.
It's a person.
And has been in the books multiple times.
Yes.
Has this person been in a recent book or only in the older books?
Let me see how recently this person has been in the books. According to the wiki. Anyway,
yeah.
I'm going to go through the most recent book. They have not been in a book in a while.
Okay.
Yeah. They're still alive and kicking. They just have not been in a book in a while.
Right.
Is that a good hint?
Are they elderly? It's like...
they're not elderly, they are over the age of 50. Okay.
They're over the age of 50.
Probably over Caro. The age of 60.
We have already said... Right. It's not a celebrity. They're a professional mother. Yeah, this. I'm going to be really mad at myself for this one. I can tell.
Would you like a hint? Yes.
I guess okay. I need a hint because.
Okay.
I'm not.
This person is not one of Eve's favorite people. That's a big hint.
Mira's admin?
It is not Mira's admin. Who needs a name, by the way, Nora? Give her a name.
Right? Yeah, give her a name. Not one of Eve's.
That's
favorite.
A really good guess, though. Not one of Eve's favorite people. In the books, less than Mira's admin, but at least has a name.
I'm so frustrated at myself.
Would you like another hint?
I guess so, because I, for some reason, I'm just not, it's not coming to me.
This person is a huge part of the life of someone involved in law enforcement. Very involved in this person's life, but not involved in law enforcement.
Has this person ever actually appeared in one of the books?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not, Sheila Feeney.
Who also has a name, but Mira's admin does not.
Oh. It's Anna Whitney.
Yes, it's Anna Whitney.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh.
That was a, yeah. Like, who is a professional mother who loses someone close to them?
And I know that, like, yeah, what is it, was what's her name in the first book, like, was like their child was their godchild or something like that. Like, yeah, you know, not yeah. super close, but not close. So that's why I was like, how do you answer that question? So, yep.
Right.
Yes. Anna Whitney.
Wow. That took a lot.
Many characters. That's why I was like, I have to choose people who have been mentioned, you know, who've been in right. several books, you know. The person who I think was been the least amount of books in that list was Marlo. But not right. by much. I think Anna Whitney's only in like 4 or 5 books, but she's been there since the beginning.
Okay. So the key question, if we ever do this again, is does Eve like them? Because she dislikes, you know, a few people, and you can narrow it down from there. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this last game is it's a fun one. Hopefully they're okay. all fun. But this one should be fairly easy.
All right.
I think. So what we're going to do is we're going to assign a descriptive adjective to 10 characters in the series. You don't get okay. to know the characters. You just need to give me the adjectives. Once you use an adjective, you cannot use it again. So what will happen is you'll give me the 10 adjectives. Then I will give you a character. And you will choose one of your adjectives for that character. And when you run out of adjectives and you get stuck with like a really good adjective for someone who sucks or vice versa, that's what you're trying to avoid. But you don't know who the characters are. Okay. So
I don't know who the characters are.
No. But think about the characters in the series. Again, these are all memorable characters. Not all of them are reoccurring. So there's like at least one murderer in here. People we love, people we don't love, so just a nice variety of people. So just something to think about. And then, okay. so just go ahead and, as you think of them, give me some descriptive adjectives.
Okay. The first adjective I'm going to give you is fake.
Okay. Love it. Next.
So I won't know if I'm like hitting a nail on the head. I just have to.
No. And so you get to choose the adjective, but once you've used it, it's gone.
Okay.
So it, but you get
what
down
I'm to, saying yeah. is if it doesn't fit a person,
then you have to use it anyway. Yeah.
You have to use it anyway.
At some point you'll have to use it. So.
Yeah. So I guess I'm not understanding the point of this game, but I guess.
You'll get it when you're doing it. It's a lot easier. It was a lot easier in Snitches because we would be like specific to the chapter we were reading or the book, and there's just
right,
so many.
Right, right.
But that's why it's fun. Like that's just come yeah. up with fun, you know, like if you want to throw something like badass in there, chances mm-hmm. are that's gonna fit someone, you know? So
Right. So they have to be very specific. Okay, well, I'm going to throw badass because that's a good one. I'm just going to go ahead and
they don't have to be very specific, but, you know, it's more fun.
Right.
With whatever you like.
Good. Famous. Seems like a good one.
It's a good one.
Efficient Seems like a good one. Rude, perhaps. Psychopath is another.
Love it.
Happy is probably a good one. Intelligent is a good one.
I think you need two more.
Okay. Another adjective. Inquisitive.
Ooh. I can't type.
And how about gorgeous?
Love it. Okay. So I'm going to take this list I typed for you. I can't. And I'm going to send it to you in the chat so that you have it as a reference. Mm-hmm. Get that. My computer's being slow as fuck. So there's that. Okay, copied it. I hope that's what that did. Come on. Come on. Okay. Right. We have a chat. There it is. Sorry. My computer is just a bitch. Here we go. Come on. There it is. Okay. So those are your adjectives.
Okay.
And the first name on this list is Chief Tibble.
Well, I'm going to say badass for Chief Tibble.
I mean, he is the police chief after all. So, Okay. Badass. All right. Next is Jenkinson.
I'm going to say intelligent for Jenkinson.
Absolutely. Okay. Next is Dick Berensky.
Rude.
Next is your first regret about using a adjective. Dirk Hastings.
Dirk Hastings. Psychopath.
Okay. Next is Somerset.
Efficient.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Next is Mr. Mira.
Okay, so I already used intelligent, correct?
You did.
I'm gonna say inquisitive for Mr. Mira.
Okay. The next one is Gerald Reinhold.
I already gave psychopath to Dick Berensky. I'm going to say fake for him.
That's a good one for him. Okay, so your remaining words are famous, happy, and gorgeous.
Right.
Okay, so your next character is Phoebe Peabody.
Happy.
Your next character is Ellen Bowers.
I mean, famous in some circles, right?
Right.
I guess.
Famous for dying. your last character is Mavis Freestone.
Gorgeous.
Which make her gorgeous. So.
Yeah.
So these all kind of worked out. Definitely kind of got stuck in a few places.
Yeah. Of
Ellen Bowers being famous. But that's all right.
Right.
But yeah, so it's just kind of like a fun little thing. Again, there are so many characters. So like if we do this again, I think I would just like, I would give like a category of characters and pull characters that way. So, you know,
right.
I won't specify what that means right now. Cause my brain doesn't work, but you know what I'm saying? But it is fun, to kind of like when you're stuck with things, you know, and then you like know that, your last answer could be wild. But there's another version that we won't play today. We'll save it for next time, where it's not adjectives, but it's like, you know, character you are locked in a room with for 12 hours, character you're going to have tea with, and things like that. So that's another one that, that Adam and I have done. Right. So, and then you would come up with the characters and then, I would give you the situation. So that's, you know, again, just silly stuff. Just try to keep it fun. A lot of times in Snitches, that's where some of our crazy shit comes from. Just fun.
And I'm thinking, like, if we do 20 questions again for characters, it we could play it kind of like, have you ever seen people do you know that game where it's the same thing, only it's like you have a board and it's got pictures of people, and each person has, you know, you have two people and each board has the same characters. Then
Guess who? We've played that on Basic Snitches too. Yeah.
Right. But, and typically it's like, is it a male? No. Do they have glasses? No. Do they have, people have played it like, does this person look like they would be asking for the manager?
That's the question you should have asked, because you would have gotten Anna Whitney immediately.
Right? Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, we need to think about questions like that, you know? Yeah. Does this person look like he'd call other guys bro? Like that? You know? Those kinds of questions.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly, we literally have a Harry Potter version of Guess Who. So we've done that. But I mean, this one is hard because we all have different visions of characters, even when there's very specific description, it's still difficult because we're seeing it in our heads so much.
But like, if you decided one of the characters is going to be Dirk Hastings, I mean, the question that could be asked is like, would this person need anger management classes? That could actually fit for a lot of
And that's the beauty of it, is like once you really get into a groove, is like getting to those right like groups of questions. You know, it's all fun. It's all just really fun. And again, it kind of like made, especially when we would get to like the really serious chapters of like the final book, we're like, okay, now we're gonna. So I didn't do this episode, another game that we play, which is, I don't know that it's right for this podcast, but we would play, we started with Fuck, Marry, Kill. And I was like, I don't know, I mean, maybe I could pull up some of those. That could be an interesting
I mean, you know, with murderers, discussion. Definitely we could do that.
Fuck, marry, kill some murderers.
You know, so what would be fun is, because I always like to do a Halloween themed show and a Christmas themed show. So maybe for those, because we've already done like the books that fit for Halloween and the books that fit for Christmas or whatever, but maybe we can come up with games like that we could do for a Halloween themed show and one for like a Christmas themed show.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
We definitely can go up with some of that stuff. So,
or it'd be 20 questions, but all characters that were in Christmas books.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't really welcome.
There's a lot of potential there.
It was a whole fucking series of like a bajillion books. So I thought it was great.
Well, I hope you had fun. Yes, I did. I hope everybody out there had fun too.
That was fun.
It was an extremely fun episode.
Just something different, you know.
Yeah.
Why not? And I think we'll do, so maybe, I don't know, sometime in the next months, whatever, or so, maybe we'll do one with, we'll do like a live stream, and see if we can't get some of our listeners involved in playing some games.
Yeah, that would be really fun too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, should we do a quick podcast business?
Yeah, let's do it.
So the only reason I wanted to do this podcast business is because in talking again about the bingo episode.
Yeah.
One of our Facebook listeners, Karen, basically said, I have to admit, I was so looking forward to this episode. And then my homemade bingo card not only didn't get a mention, but some of the items on it were missed, like Queen of Hair and Fiber and Ice Searing Tie. But the biggest was using coffee for the free space. I guess I will appreciate my brilliance all by myself. And I was like, well, in our defense, we recorded that episode really early before a lot of people commented on that.
Yeah.
You know, thread. So that's probably why. You know, I mean, people don't take it personally if we don't mention you on it.
Promise.
It's mostly because we are just dummy dum dums.
So we record so strangely sometimes too. So, that's why, that's one of the reasons why we have podcast business, to make sure that we get to say
exactly
these things. Yeah.
And so, but yeah, Queen of Hair and Fiber is a good one. I think we did mention Jenkins's ties, and that's, I mean, when Eve talks about an ice searing tie, it's mostly for Jenkinson. So
yeah.
I think that was, she said using coffee for this free space. And, yeah, I mean, you know, definitely could do that. I just put free online because that's what you typically do in those situations.
But to definitely like theme it up with Eve, throw coffee in there. It's great.
Yeah.
Because that's going to happen.
It's going to happen in every book. So, yeah. But anyway, so yeah, that's really all I wanted to say for podcast business on this.
We totally understand that, like, you know, you might not, because Facebook algorithms are bullshit. Mm-hmm. So you might not see the posting. So you already have that working against you.
Yeah.
Our recording times are so inconsistent because I have a stupid schedule. And there's also 3 hours difference between me and AJ.
Right.
Also, I lost power in my apartment last week. So
yeah, and a lot of times there are sometimes when we ask the Facebook group or whatever, hey, you know, about a certain thing, give us an opinion on a certain thing, because it's a show we're thinking about doing like weeks in advance.
Yeah.
And sometimes I ask because that's a show we want to do like the next day or a couple of days after I ask the question. So you just never know what you're answering is going to get in there, because it depends on whether or not that was a quick question. I just asked people to get feedback for a show we were going to do the next day,
yeah,
or whether it was for a show that we were going to do a week ahead or 2 weeks ahead, you know?
Please don't take it personally.
Yeah. It's a crapshoot. I mean, you know, really.
And if we do miss something and you're like, I really, really felt like what I said would have added to the conversation, like don't hesitate to reach out, you know, and be like, hey, I commented this. It wasn't mentioned on the episode. Chances are the reason it was mentioned on the episode, very, very, very likely, is because we didn't get it before then because we recorded too early. So it's not that you commented too late, because again, how are you supposed to know with shitty Facebook algorithms, and you don't know when we're recording. So that's all fine and dandy. So if you're like, I really, really would like to hear what I had to say spoken on the podcast, please, like, if we miss it, let us know.
Yeah, that's fine.
We are all over the place, and our Facebook algorithms are bullshit too. So I'm just here to hate on Facebook, guys, because you know, that's where we get a lot of our commentary. Same with Instagram. If you're commenting on Instagram or whatever, Instagram's algorithms are fucked up. Like,
Facebook really sucks. I hate Facebook. There have been a couple of times when I've thought about bringing the forum back, just because I hate Facebook so much, or finding some other platform that works as well as Facebook. And, you know, I don't know, because I just hate Facebook so much. I don't want to be on Facebook, but it's what it is. So, and it is what it is. Because the other thing on our bingo, people commenting on bingo, was Dana saying she has never made in-depth bingo, specific bingo cards, but she apparently thought about making podcasts in death themed bingo cards. And I'm pretty sure that Is What It Is would probably be on there. If we were to guess, Is What It Is.
Yeah.
Would be on there. She's not wrong. Is also going to be on there. I know that I say, let's be honest, a lot. So Let's Be Honest would probably be on there.
I say y'all a lot.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it would be stuff like, you know, anytime Tara mentions any theater related thing, like, or so references a play every episode. Yeah. Although in this episode,
living in Cleveland.
Yeah. In this episode, I referenced a theater thing. So
you did.
I did. So I was very proud of myself, but it was an easy one. Anyway, so yeah, I guess that's it.
Yeah,
for this episode.
That was fun.
And you know, again, you know, any feedback you have on the Facebook page, or you can call us 205-476-2753. You can send us an email at show@podcastanddeath.com. The number also works as a, you can text message it if you want. That's fine. Just tell us who you are if you text message, because then I won't know. But yeah, anything, any comment you have, any idea for show, just let us know in any way that you can. We're interested to hear what you have to say, especially for ideas for the show, because that's where we all always like, we always need new ideas for things to talk about on the episodes. So
yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I guess that's it for this episode of Podcast and Death. Thank you so much, Tara, for putting that whole thing together.
Yeah,
it was really fun. It made a really fun show, and I didn't have to work. So that's
you just had to think about adjectives.
I just had to think about adjectives, and apparently that's hard. I should have just said fuck for everything.
I texted Adam this morning. I was like, well, guess what I'm going to do with AJ today? And he was like, oh my God, yes. And then, there's literally an episode, or it might be one of our Patreons, where he flat out goes, you stole all of my adjectives, because I just was like, adjective, give me more adjectives. He's like, yeah, it is. It's harder than you think.
It really is. Yeah. So, so I guess that's it for this episode of Podcast and Death. So for Podcast and Death, this is AJ.
This is Tara.
And we'll see you next week, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Podcast and Death. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We would greatly appreciate it. Podcast and Death is hosted by Amy Ryan, Jen Terpstra, and Tara Corkery, and is edited and produced by Amy Ryan. The opinions expressed on this show are for entertainment purposes only and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the in-death fandom at large. Podcast and Death is not in any way affiliated with Nora Roberts, Berkeley, Penguin Publishing Group, or St. Martin's Press. Our theme song is Justice Never Sleeps by Cosmo and is available on Shutterstock.com. This episode and all of our previous episodes are available at podcastindeath.com. Have something to say? You can email us at show@podcastindeath.com or find us on social media by searching for Podcast and Death on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, you can call us and leave a message at 205-476-2753. That spells out 205-4-ROARK. Thanks again for listening. And in the immortal words of Brian Kelly, fucking sláinte to you.